So normally we start with just a circle, then two eyes, then draw the rest of the f***ing clown, and it's Release the Clowns!
The Garden of Eden looks good this morning. Nothing to disturb the peace.
Hello, Adam. It's me, God.
Oh, hello, God.
Adam, there's something I have to tell you. And it's a controversial thing, but when I tell you, you mustn't be angry.
Okay.
It's not a weird thing. It might sound weird, but it isn't.
Right.
So, you know how I made you and Eve?
Yeah.
Well, this sounds worse than it is. But when I made you stupid.
What?
I made you stupid and ignorant, so you don't know things.
Why would you do that?
Not for sexual reasons, if that's what you're thinking.
Why would I be thinking that?
You wouldn't, exactly. And I made another thing, a juicy red apple that's magic. And it's all ripe and juicy and red and delicious. And it's guarded by a huge, enticing, oily snake.
Is this another sex thing?
No. What? No. It's just a beautiful, magical piece of ripe fruit, all ripe and tasty, and a big oily python with a huge girth that's enticing. That's not sexual.
Okay, let's not get into that. I'm going to eat the magic fruit, and we'll say no more.
Ah, but you can't, because here's the thing. I don't want you to.
Why would you make it if you don't want us to eat it? And why make it red and juicy? Why not make it unappetizing?
So that you want it. You want it bad, but you can't have it. It's not sexual.
It's definitely sexual.
No, it isn't. It's to do with knowledge.
Knowledge?
I've said too much.
Tell me.
Well, don't get angry, but if you eat the fruit, you'll realise that all this time, you've been nude.
What?
I made you and Eve nude, but I made you not realise you were.
Why would you do that?
Not sexual reasons.
Well, we're getting dressed.
No, because you can't. Because it's the rules. If you put on any clothes, even just pants, or hold up the smallest thing, like a leaf, so that I can't fully see your genitals, then you have to leave the garden.
Well, we are leaving. Eve, get your things!
No, don't, because even if you do go, I've got eyes. A million eyes everywhere, always watching you. And I can see through things because they're X-ray powered.
Don't care. We're off.
No, please don't go.
No, we're going. See you around, weirdo.
Oh, I'm lonely now.
Release the clowns.
Right. Murder is a very serious crime. We have to get out there and nail the bastard, or lady bastard, responsible. So let's all pull together and make Operation Sausage a success. Right, any questions?
No, boss.
Does it have to be Operation Sausage?
Not the most important part of the operation, DC Schofield. Any sensible questions?
No.
I mean, imagine we catch the bastard, it goes to trial.
Or
and he...
lady bastard.
Yes, and she gets put away, and you have to stand in front of the TV cameras and say it's a massive success for Operation Sausage.
Mm-hmm. No, that's...
A little thought, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, what's your suggestion?
Operation Death Hawk.
No, we've had that.
Mm. Operation Evidence.
Orange.
Oh.
Weetabix.
What?
Toblerone?
No.
Operation.
Operation.
Dogs.
Dogs. Mm. What breed of dogs?
Cats.
Oh.
How long have we been here?
Operation, how long have we been here?
No.
Release the clowns.
And our blackmail of the senior engineer for Bolzoni Electronics yielded 200,000 euros and the plans for the new Eurofighter jet.
Thank you, Number 5. That concludes the financial report. Now, you will see in the folders in front of you my plan to take over the world.
An excellent idea, Number 1.
Yeah, I do agree.
Yes, for too long we have been in the shadows pulling the strings. It is time...
Sorry, but did you just say take over the world?
Yes, Number 3.
Why would we want to do that?
For the power.
And would we have to run the world too?
Yes, that is what one would expect if one took over the world. Is there a problem, Number 3?
Oh, it just seems like a lot of work.
What?
Well, all that bureaucracy. If we ran the world, we'd be swamped. I'm already fielding over 300 emails a day, and I'm only vice nemesis for secret volcano bases. Far East Division.
So?
So creating secret volcano bases is a very niche activity, and I'm already up to my ears. Imagine if I was running literally everything in the Far East. I'd be drowning in emails, texts, WhatsApp alerts, and stuck in endless meetings. It'd be hell.
Are you saying you no longer enjoy being a member of our special executive?
No, I love it. I get to build and run secret volcano bases. You know, who wouldn't love that? But taking over the world. Basically, you're saying, okay, team, forget your buccaneering lifestyles and all that fun stuff you get to do, because you're going to be middle managers. Oh yeah, and by the way, the thing you're having to run is the world. No pressure. It's nuts.
Sit down, Number 3.
What, so you can electrocute me like you did to Number 7 last year? Not lightly.
This unwillingness to do hard work is most vexing, Number 3.
But that's the point. I got into this organisation for evil. If I'd wanted to just do hard work, I'd have stayed in Southampton stacking shelves. Come on, guys, back me up here.
Actually, and I do realise I'm risking a horrible death here, Number 3 does make a good point. My job is currently executive nemesis for the production of nerve agents to wipe out humanity. But according to this plan, I'm changing to waterways and sewerage. Where's the fun in that?
But water is essential to life, Number 4. The power you wield will be considerable.
It won't be power she'll be wielding, but a plunger and a loo brush.
And you want me to move from chief operations nemesis for assassination and torture to head of education? I don't know anything about education. I don't even like kids. I'd mess it up in weeks and then have to order my own assassination, because this organization does not tolerate failure.
So let me get this straight. None of you is willing to execute my plan to take over the world?
No.
Nine.
No.
And presumably none of you will sit back down so I can electrocute you?
No.
Nine.
All right then. Have it your own way. We won't take over the world. We'll just steal the International Space Station. Happy now?
Yes.
It's for the best, Number 1. Remember, a happy evil henchman is a productive evil henchman.
Yeah, whatever.
Release the clowns.
Right. We've been here a week.
Operation, we've been here...
No!
Operation...
Oh, please, stop, I'm begging you.
Operation Murder.
Mm. Operation Murder. Mm. Yes. Yes!
Yay! Yay!
Sir, there's been another murder.
Oh. Right, back to the drawing board.
Oh. Orange.
Oh.
Weetabix.
No.
Toblerone.
Operation.
Release the clowns.
Are you old and decrepit? Feeling like you're about ready to drop off the twig? Putting on your slippers so that you can shuffle off this mortal coil in comfort? But can't stand the thought of that bunch of freeloading wolverines you call a family getting their grubby paws on all your cash? Then why not say, fuck them, and leave all your cash to an international humanitarian organisation? Yes, if you remember international humanitarian organisations in your will, we guarantee that your annoying relatives will be left spitting nails while poor but deserving foreigners from Guatemala to Harrogate enjoy the fruits of your life's labours. rest easy in your grave, safe in the knowledge that some shanty-dwelling kids can finally afford the shoes they've always wanted, while those bastards who put you in a rest home turn bright purple with impotent apoplexy. All this joy can be yours simply by gifting your estate to an international humanitarian organization. But don't delay, you might be dead tomorrow. Get online right now and go to www.fuckmyfamily.org and bring a smile to a snaggle-toothed foreigner's face.
Release the clowns!
And now to the last item on our agenda, progress report.
Oh, yes. Let's hear what we've been working on.
The Oscar winners' envelopes.
Oh, la la.
PR for Uber.
We lost our way on that one.
Hillary Clinton's campaign.
This has been a very long year. Is that everything?
Yes, I'm afraid that concludes this session of the Mouse and Man Planning Committee.
We'll get something right sooner or later, won't we?
Of course we will. Brexit's one of ours, isn't it?
Oh, bugger.
Step away from the vehicle, keep your hands where I can see them, and slowly release the clowns.
Malcolm?
Yes, Anne?
You know, we were talking about spicing up our love life with a little bit of role play.
And you weren't keen?
Yes. Well, it did take me a while to get my head round the idea, but I think I might be ready to give it a go.
Really?
Look at the end of the bed.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see what it is. Oh, saucy nurse, French maid, men's boots.
Protective work boots.
Oh, right, right. You want the rough workman. All right, darling. I'll give it to you.
Shh. Just put them on.
Oh, like this?
And stomp around.
Okay.
God, that sounds so
right.
Safe.
Yeah.
Stop.
Eh?
Stop. Hold this temporary stop sign.
What? Oh, I see. So when I turn it round to go...
No, not go.
Hmm?
Stop is just tantalisingly cautious.
I'm really not sure about this.
You're right. It needs more. Put on this high-vis jacket.
Okay.
Christ, that makes me hot.
Yeah, baby. I'm ready.
So hot that you'll need these shoulder-length heat-resistant mitts.
Oh, they're really restrictive.
And sexy. Oh, Kevlar is just so sensual. But it's still not enough.
Not enough?
Not protective enough. Wear these.
Safety goggles?
Tell me why, Malcolm.
Tell
me why!
40% of accidents in the home affect the eyes?
Yes, Malcolm, talk advisory to me.
Never use a chainsaw without a face guard.
Yes, yes, yes!
Most house fires are caused by unattended washer dryers.
No!
I don't know what you want from me!
Oh, honey, that's it. Honey, you need... Ta-da! A beekeeper's hat.
I am so confused right now.
Don't fight it, baby. Just wear it.
Can we do it now?
Baby, I'm so turned on. I am ready to explode.
Yeah, so I should...
Yes! Yes, put on the biochem hazard suit!
Put on the biochem hazard suit. Right, yeah.
Yes, go on, do it.
Oh,
God, okay. That's it, in you go.
It's really tight.
Come on, both arms.
I can't get the other arm in. How's it zip up?
I have never been more aroused. Take me, Malcolm.
I'm trapped. It's no good, I'm trapped. Can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, you poor dove. Don't worry. This happens to all men at some point. Yes. Should we just cuddle?
No. I think I'd like that.
Release the Clown starred Phil Whelans, Jonathan Thake, Marco Chu, Karen Morden, Nick Hildred, Phil Nice, Verity Softly, Simon Edwards, Helen Duff, Casper Michaels, Alex Marion, Emily Sargent and Holly Meacham. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Simon Littlefield and Jonathan Thake. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Check out our homepage, releasetheclowns.podbean.com, for show notes and look out for bonus material on YouTube, Twitter and Facebook. See you next week for our Christmas special. Ho, ho, ho!